1480 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden gearing up to take part in a solo news conference this evening as more Democrats call on him to withdraw from the presidential race. A new ABC News Washington Post Ipsos poll shows two-thirds of Americans think he should step aside as well. ABC News political director Rick Klein has more on Biden's head-to-head matchup with Donald Trump.
The numbers are within the margin of error. They're very small, but we do see Kamala Harris with a small edge over Donald Trump. Again, Biden was down one. We have Harris up three. That is a hypothetical matchup. Nothing is happening right now because it could only happen if Biden steps away. We asked Democrats who should run instead if Biden steps aside. The only answer that we saw any significant number for was Kamala Harris. Almost a third of Democrats named Harris.
We have just found out that at least one person has died in flooding in Vermont brought about by the remnants of Hurricane Beryl. Inflation in the United States cooling in June for a third straight month, according to new numbers released today by the Commerce Department. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Nearly all of Wisconsin's public water systems met all quality standards last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources annual drinking water report says 99% of systems were up to code in 2023. Wisconsin water systems got $155 million from the bipartisan infrastructure law last year. If President Biden wins re-election, he might have down-ballot Democrats to thank. State Representative Greta Neubauer says the reverse coattails effect is part of the Democratic strategy this year.
It is the work of state assembly and state Senate candidates to lift up the rest of the ticket, and our candidates continue to do that.
Democrats say their candidates in state and local races and battleground states are outperforming Biden, which could end up helping him come November. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Madison police are looking for more information about the death of a bicyclist. It happened the morning of June 16th at about 8:30 in the Vilas neighborhood at the intersection of Garfield and Adams Streets. Officials don't really know what happened before they got a 911 call about someone hurt, but they do know there was a witness. They're asking for the man in the tan truck to come forward because he might have more information about how it all happened. He's about 5'8" with sandy light brown hair and wears glasses. If you know who that person might be, you're asked to call Madison Police or remain anonymous by calling Crime Stoppers. And the man charged in the 4th of July homicide in Columbus is being held on $10 million bond. Jonathan Luna is accused of killing Jesus Fuentes after a brief fight at a bar. Authorities say Luna went home to get a gun and then waited for Fuentes to leave. Fuentes owned the popular Tequila's Bar and Grill and was beloved by the Columbus community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
Maybe it was the t-shirts. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After an embarrassing 12-2 loss at home to the Pirates Tuesday night, Milwaukee Brewers came into the clubhouse yesterday and found blue t-shirts in their lockers that said Undaunted. It was the brainstorm of manager Pat Murphy. The crew went on to win last night 9-0 in a near-perfect shutout over Pittsburgh. Reporter Adam McKelvey asked outfielder Sal Frelick,
"Is there anyone like him?"
I mean, not that I've necessarily had. I'm sure there might be people out there, but what makes him so unique is just being different.
The Brewers with home runs from Hoskins and Adames. Rookie Tobias Myers pitching 8 scoreless innings. Murphy after a near-perfect performance.
The defense is underrated. Hoskins made plays. Frelick made plays. Great night offensively.
The series wrapping up this afternoon. NFL Packers say that family night, August 5th, nearly sold out. Romeo Doubs entering his third season and was asked about the importance of growing as a receiver.
Yeah, growth is everything. I mean, coach always says it. It's either you're getting better or getting worse, and I believe that every guy in our room has gotten better.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
We have a very slight chance at an isolated shower or a thundershower this afternoon. Otherwise, today, partly cloudy with a high of 82. Tonight, mostly clear, 62. Tomorrow, sunshine, 85. It's going to be hot and sticky this weekend. A few scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s to low 90s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the next edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. We build up to the RNC MKE 2024, and we bring you the latest Trump outrage, Devils.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
America don't understand what would happen if there was no NATO. Another war in Europe. American troops fighting and dying.
Everybody has a quota water spot. Where water comes out, you get, they don't have anything for me.
It wasn't inevitable. Again and again at critical moments, we chose unity over disunion.
Sir, Chris Christie is not a fat pig. Please remember that. He is not a fat pig.
Is that all of it?
Yeah.
Progress over retreat.
I said, no, I will not protect you from Russia.
Freedom over tyranny.
When people who love our country protest on January 6th in Washington, they become hostages.
Hope over fear.
Let's look at the Jefferson Memorial. Let's look at the Washington Monument. Let's go and look at some of the beautiful scenes, and you end up getting shot, mugged, raped.
He's lovely.
I was just...
Hi, I'm an undecided voter. It's like apples, and then I don't know, the gobs of Satan's vomit, and I...
I was just at the Lincoln Memorial in April, and I wasn't shot or mugged.
Or raped.
Or raped.
Hmm. See?
Hmm. Well.
That was about a year ago. It was fine.
Okay. Have we mentioned that what's going to happen at Boston Sexy Liberal Saturday is so exciting, I can't even
you
say.
You can't talk about it.
I can't tell the cast.
Nope.
Live Nation doesn't know. The theater doesn't know.
Nope. Nobody knows.
You might want to go to sexyliberal.com and get those last tickets. I'm just saying. Because if you haven't seen this live, I mean...
Steffi.
Oh,
what's that heavy breathing I hear? Why? Could it be?
The hump day. Here's your chance to do the hump.
Hump days with Hal Sparks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, like all women, Jody and I need you so much. Look, you have a Chiron proud Biden voter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, Hal.
Yeah, I've had that on my show for months now, and it ain't going anywhere,
Yay.
Folks. While you can't tell us the surprise, and I don't want to know personally, I like being surprised.
You are a loose lip on this ship, mister.
Absolutely not. I can totally keep it quiet. That said, I like the idea of surprises because I can handle them, unlike some other folks. But I can tell you this. I do know it's not going to be George Clooney, pretty much. I'm fairly certain.
I'm not voting for him.
That's a safe bet.
That's a very good bet. Yeah.
You know, you retweeted our friend Joe from Jersey said, I am going to stand and I'm going to fight no matter what some of my party choose. I know that I am not alone. You said, go, Joe, go. And you said, when he wins, mm-hmm. I'll be gentle when I tell the bedwetters to pack their and go and kindly get. Yes, I'm with you. All right, just to keep track, Chris Lavoie, Dr. Doom, Carlos Alzraki are not now all Biden should step down people. And you, Hal, you
nope.
and Joe, Jody and I.
No.
We are floating.
You're going to make your own cuddle puddle.
Yeah, you just choose. Go ahead.
I'll stand. Hey, I am totally comfortable standing alone in this field like Captain America against Thanos' entire army at the end of Endgame. And I don't even need to hear the on your left part. I will keep shuffling with my broken arm towards this and win. I don't care, because I'm telling you, not only is there a myriad of bear traps in the world trying to replace somebody at this hour, Biden is going to win hands down anyways.
Yeah.
He's going to win. Trump is going to lose. He's losing currently. This is the same group of people who are like, dear God, pearl clutch, the red wave is coming.
Yeah. I mean, you know, to your point, how this piece report finds Biden debate crisis is a media creation. A new multi-university research project found the debate did nothing to change voter preference and that Biden is actually doing a better job of holding on to supporters after the debate than Trump.
This is the clearest sign of all of it is that one of the narratives we heard in the beginning of the year, especially up till the debate, was that Trump had all this enthusiasm from his voters and Biden had none. That Trump voters, 64-70% of them are enthusiastic Trump voters, which, by the way, just means they purged all the normal Republicans from his pile and it's all just lunatics and a cult now. But they were looking at that number like it was something. Meanwhile, Biden's was at 29%. Did it affect his actual electability rating? Not at all. And ultimately, after the debate, when he got attacked by the media and by this, you know, this ever rolling drum, what the result was is that his enthusiasm has gone up to 91%.
Yeah. I think people are feeling very, I know I am, I'm feeling very protective of Biden because he's being bullied nonstop. And I think it creates more backlash and sort of protectiveness of him. I mean, just this piece I want to read real quick to you. Democrats who are calling for Biden's removal are playing into a crisis that the media created. There's no statistical support for the idea that voters have left Biden or there is an urgent need for Democrats to replace their nominee. Biden is doing a better job than Trump of holding on to supporters. The dumbest thing Democrats could do to be would remove the candidate that their voters want. Indication are growing that Democrats are not in trouble, but the polls and the media are getting this election wrong. If this trajectory continues, don't be surprised if Biden and Democrats pull off another quote-unquote surprise win in November.
Yeah, the only thing this is going to result in is that it gives ammo to the Trump supporters that it was stolen again.
Yep.
That they're going to create this artificial narrative that the polls were headed Trump's way and somehow Biden and his ilk stole it from him yet again. Now, they're going to say that no matter what, because he is going to lose. Trump is going to lose. Yeah. The question is does this cascading whinge fest affect the down ticket races?
Right.
And it can in certain areas. The weird part is that there's a couple of areas where since the debate, polling for Democratic senators and Democratic senatorial candidates and Democratic House candidates has gone up as well. And that there's a two-way coattails effect that looks like it's getting ready to be formed in this coalition of Rovember and, a pushback against all the anti-choice legislation that is being put on in all these swing states. That is going to materially affect this election in a huge way. Well, and by the way, Trump is not going to become a better candidate between now and October or mid-November when most of the voting will have been done already.
Yeah. You know, all the reporting is, I mean, obviously the two latest polls out show the race static. It's the same, you know. The one troubling statistic is 67% or something of Americans think Biden should step down. But you go, but this is the vicious circle we're in because the media's done 1,000 stories about he's old. The debate was, and he was terrible in the debate. Nobody's disputing that. But then it's like, okay, well, so now, you know, we're in this kind of, you know, chicken or the egg situation. I don't know what's caught. And the herd is getting spooked, obviously, you know?
You can also agree that most people are going to think any 80-year-old plus is too old to be anything, much less president. There's going to be a general belief. Is that going to change the fact that they are going to vote for him in November? Absolutely not. It has not moved a single vote. That's why the polls were effectively static, even in these, even with the Rasmussen poll jacking that Trump and his crowd have been engaged in since the middle of last year.
Yeah. So here was the other thing.
Nobody's going to go, he's too old, so therefore I'm voting for Trump, or therefore I'm voting for RFK, or therefore I'm not voting at all. That isn't happening. Yeah. That's not even showing up in the whingy polls that people are freaking out about.
Yeah. You know, Hal, the other thing is, we've been talking about, you mentioned Alan Lichtman, a lot of people are talking about, is like screaming from the rooftops, Democrats don't do this. You know, you're talking about history, if history's any guide. I mean, this one we mentioned yesterday that in the Wall Street Journal. One fact may explain why Biden is steadfast in his insistence that he isn't going anywhere. Well, I'm going to say, number one, he is president. B, he is the one that beat Trump. And C, he is the nominee who won the delegates and millions of votes. But okay. But because his $100 million campaign war chest can't go directly to another candidate, that he's...
Yeah, they would start from scratch. It's all
right.
Sorts of stupid.
But the thing has always been like, what about Harris? Because it's the Biden-Harris campaign, and this reporting is saying no. I mean, Chris and I were saying yesterday, I'm not a campaign lawyer.
Right.
I'm not an election lawyer. I don't know how all this, you know. But I keep saying people are just playing like fantasy football, and also it's incredibly disrespectful to Kamala Harris to be going, what about this person? Forget the black lady, you know.
I mean, it's an absurdity. Let's just go back historically to the last time the Democrats could have run a guy, and they didn't in terms of LBJ.
Yep.
So LBJ was talked into stepping down. His numbers were worse than Biden's were. After he announced he wasn't going to run again, his numbers went up to 56%.
Frankly, I think he was scared by the six states my dad in Goldwater won. I think he was thinking, yeah. Well, yeah, that was just a start. Maybe this time I'm going to hit my ass.
Seven states.
Yeah. Well, that gave us Nixon.
Yeah. Yes. Thank
you. There is no Nixon presidency if LBJ doesn't step down. If he runs a second term, he would have won. That's what the numbers all pointed towards, even in the midst of the freakout, and splitting it, softening the vote three ways, which is what Humphrey and the other, you know, electorates did, gave Nixon a path that he did not deserve, and gave us 8 years of, well, seven and change, I guess, but gave us a presidential term that was to the detriment of the administrative state more than any other act except for the Trump presidency itself, which is people lost faith in our government because of Nixon. There is no Nixon presidency if LBJ had just stuck with it, even with his horrible poll numbers.
Right. You know, I've admitted to bias because I'm a huge Kamala fan, you know, and I keep saying how their worst case scenario that they're fear-mongering with their racist, sexist bull.
Yeah, it's hard not to
On the right is my best case scenario. It's always has been that at some point Biden decides that he wants to pass the torch, and then Kamala Harris is president at whatever point. And I love how crazy it appears to be making MAGA and Donald Trump. And in some ways you go, who better than a black female prosecutor, right? To take down this MFR, you know?
Right.
So I just, but again, we act like we don't have this fantastic sitting vice president, right?
Yes. Well, and that's the other thing too, is they've increased their attacks on her essentially because they're worried they're going to lose certain, like the Nikki Haley voters, by the way, are, you know, which they don't realize were willing to throw their vote behind a woman of color as a referendum on Trump already. So they're like, well, you know, you're not really voting for the old white guy Biden. You're really voting for this woman of color. And they're like, hey, dummy, we already did that this time around.
Yeah.
So
but I mean, and you know that they're going to say any number of despicable racist, sexist things. Trump already said, oh, if I challenge Biden to a golf match and Kamala can be my caddy. I mean, he's just getting warmed up. I mean,
that's what I said, he's not going to get better. Biden's going to get better between now and the election. He already has. He's already stepped all over this narrative they're laying out in front of him. But Trump is just getting worse. He's just winding up to this, like the infighting about 2025, the vice presidential choice. It's all going to be a cluster F.
Yeah. Who's his vice president going to be, do you think? So exciting.
Yeah. Pence 2.0 beta, America's Hitler, or
I think it's going to be autopilot from Airplane, just that blow-up inflatable, you know. Yeah. It has no actual, you know, free will. Okay, and can just be deflated at a moment's notice, so there's no need to, you know, hang him. Okay. All right, 19 minutes after the hour. We're just getting warmed up. With,
it's
not a hump day. Well, every day is hump day with Hal.
Well. Yeah. Put your tongue back in your mouth.
Wow. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Show Pony's Muscles over there. Power Life High Impact Protein. Yeah.
Yep, chocolate.
Oh, well, all right. Jody and I like that we're strawberry, vanilla, we're plant protein girls. You're a whey protein guy.
Yep.
W-H-E-Y.
Whey.
It's whey. More fun to say it that way. Thanks, Hal. Thanks. Okay. Yeah. Tony Horton, P90X guy. I used to do P90X. Uh-huh. He got shingles, thought he was not going to make it. He had to come back. He had to rebuild muscle mass. I have a friend coming back from an illness that has to do this. He discovered HMB, high impact protein. It's a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. One scoop a day supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your spotter, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to MyPowerLife.com and type in FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product's not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Proving that the left is right. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. Similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder Simply Safe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with Simply Safe. Head on over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like Simply Safe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind.
For the record, good sir, are you saying people that buy or sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes?
I am, Senator. They also do virtual or in-person meetings, too.
You expect us to believe that the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, is Madison's go-to real estate expert with results?
Yes.
Order! That's the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com. Order in the court.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade, and if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
I bring you the magic of Hal Sparks.
He's a fighter.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. We were saying, just let them be the party of... First of all, they're using a fake elector, some under criminal indictment, to nominate the criminal candidate next week at the RNC. And yeah, they're just the party.
The organization run by his daughter-in-law, right, who's posting, like, rap workout videos that apparently are upsetting the evangelicals.
And Marla Maples has said she's open to being vice president. So... Hello, stupidest timeline in history. Hello. And now Lauren Boebert has tweeted photos of Biden being vaccinated for COVID and wrote, I wonder what could have caused Joe Biden's rapid physical and cognitive decline. And Jay Black tweeted, low blow, Lauren, which is weird because you usually save those for when you're at the theater. Ah, that's funny. Another, somebody else tweeted, do you think the COVID vaccine and booster caused Trump's brain to malfunction and say Joe Biden's forming granting mass finger? Yeah, that was one greatest hit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? That is an actual quote. Biden is forming granting mass finger.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know, you do these speeches every day.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, you can't argue with it. I will give him that.
There's that.
One of the big things that they point out about the debate that everybody, you know, singles out as something that, you know, was terrible that Biden did was the horrified, frozen look on his face as he was looking over at Trump.
I have that look every time Trump speaks.
Right. Trying to comprehend what the ever-loving hell this moron is talking about. I swear to God, like, I've done his entire rallies, and I guarantee you could go back through my live stream and find 30 to 45 seconds of me looking straight down, listening to his words, trying to figure out what in the world he even means. Not what kind of horrifying policy is he advocating, what kind of destructive anti-democratic stuff is he talking about, but literally what do these words in this order intend to mean? I don't even know if he knows what he's talking about. Of course you have a frozen face. The other thing too is that obviously Trump was farting all over Biden the entire time. There's
God.
A
Can we just interrupt for a moment? There is some breaking news that Shelley Duvall has died, which is...
Yeah.
It's kind of weird because we all feel like we're in The Shining and Trump is Jack Nicholson.
Yeah.
Shelley gave me my first acting job.
Oh, you're kidding.
An after-school special with Shelley Duvall and Elliot Gould and Scott Grimes called Frog. Aww. And it was her company. It was her company, Platypus Productions, that did these after-school specials. You'll recall she dressed up in like fairy clothes and introduced
fairy tale theater. Yeah.
Yes, she did that, and she also did these other specials that she acted in that were relatively kind of those like normal fare, almost Lifetime-ish after school kind of special things.
Yeah.
And it was, I got that job, and I had to choose between that and a line of commercials for Konami video games because I got both of them at the same time, and I chose to do the one with her because A, I get to work with her,
right,
and B, and Elliot Gould, which, oh my God.
Yeah.
But also because it was acting versus a commercial, and I wanted to be an actor, not a spokesperson.
Yeah. Well,
and,
if she picked you, then she knows talent, my
friend.
Right. Good for her.
Yeah.
She was lovely and couldn't have been more supportive and wonderful to everybody. You'll notice there's never any horrible stories about her on the set of something, treating people poorly.
Yeah.
She was surrounded by every kid.
I got to see
her,
in
those things was protected and treated wonderfully.
Yeah.
I got to see my friend Lily Tomlin this weekend, and there are those kind of, you know, people in the business. She got me my first agent, and she never said no to me. She has done so many favors for me, and it's just, especially right now, it's so nice to remember there's such lovely people
there are
out there like Shelley Duvall.
There's a lot of them, by the way.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yep, 29 minutes after the hour, more Humping with Al on the Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Marshfield Clinic is in talks to merge with South Dakota-based Sanford Health. The two systems have tried to merge with other companies unsuccessfully. Marshfield was in talks to merge with Minnesota-based Essentia Health last year. Older Wisconsin voters prefer Donald Trump in the latest poll. The AARP survey has Trump ahead of President Biden 48% to 41% among voters 50 and older. Pollster Bob Ward says older voters appear more motivated than usual.
There's typically a motivation gap, but not by the size that we're seeing now. And that's what makes this election really different and why it makes the voters 50 plus such a key deciding block.
Social Security and the economy are top issues for older voters. The poll was taken after the presidential debate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The largest nursing home in Dane County has been sold, along with two others in southwestern Wisconsin. SSM Health has sold St. Mary's Care Center in Madison, St. Clair Meadows in Baraboo, and Christian Home and Rehab in Waupun. The new owner is Complete Care, a New Jersey company that owns nine other long-term care facilities across Wisconsin, plus many more in other states. If they want to stay, employees of those SSM sites will still have their jobs under the new owners. And after being open less than 2 years, a Hilldale restaurant is closing. Amara opened in late 2022, focusing on Italian dishes. It's owned by Rule Number One, which owns Merchant and Lucille downtown. There are some significant discounts before their final day in business. Madison Restaurant Week is July 21st through 26th, and the restaurant will close on July 27th. Owners haven't said why they're shutting the doors. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With a high-pressure system overhead, we have bright, beautiful blue skies today alongside calm winds. There's only a teeny tiny small shot of a few showers sprinkling in this afternoon. Enjoy this summery, comfortable day with highs in the low 80s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 73 degrees at our studios.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's east and west sides or online at verlo.com.
Every business seeks an advantage, whether it's having the best location, hiring top talent, or spotting trends before they happen. And now, the United States Postal Service can give your business a new advantage. Introducing USPS Ground Advantage. Reliable and affordable 2 to 5 day package shipping. It's the advantage you need at the price you want. Get the Ground Advantage at USPS.com/advantage. The United States Postal Service, delivering for America.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, it is the final leg of the VP Olympics. Does Trump go with the weird guy with the beard, man from Florida, or the governor that nobody's heard of? We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
This may be one of my favorite Trump whoppers to date. This claim, this notion, that he has nothing to do with Project 2025. He wishes them well. He thinks some things are bad. He doesn't know anything about it. Okay, a couple of points of fact here. One, it's aligned with his policies and the things he talks about publicly. Maybe he just doesn't like the branding.
Thank you, Jen Psaki. One more.
Two, Russ Vogt, who, by the way, is on a lot of lists of somebody who could be his chief of staff, is essentially orchestrating and running and writing a fair amount of this plan. And also, there are a lot of people who worked in the Trump administration, work in a second one, who are very deeply involved. Finally, what did Steve Bannon wave around during an interview with ABC News before he went to jail?
Jonathan, I have 900 pages right here of just what, this is just Project 2025.
Yep. You got it. Project 2025.
Huh. Yeah, you know how Trump knows all about it? Because he just had a tantrum over it.
Right.
Last night. I know nothing about Project 2025. I've not seen it. I have no idea who's in charge of it. I'm nothing. So that's how you know.
So you'll recall, he's been trying to let the lie loose with the evangelical right about abortion for a while now, which is you got to go with your heart, but you got to get elected, which is what he's basically saying is, let me say I'm for, softer limits around abortion. And then when I get in, I'll pass the national abortion ban.
Right.
Trust me, I'm going to lie my way in. And you guys have to understand that's how we have to operate because our plans are so unpopular.
Yeah.
2025. Undercut that entire argument because it is an IKEA manual for fascism. And he's standing there with an Allen wrench going, I don't know anything about this, right? And his supporters, some of whom, like the evangelicals, were mad that he distanced himself from the abortion platform, are just as pissed that he's distancing himself from the 2025 stuff.
Yeah.
The ones that are like, he's just lying about that. The only ones that are okay with him saying what he's saying about it believe, like Steve Bannon, that he's lying about it, that he's going to implement it all anyways. And he knows he is because he's going to golf and hand it off to the Heritage Foundation the way he did with his Supreme Court justices and the way he did with the tax cut that he ultimately passed through Mitch McConnell, which was on Mitch McConnell's desk for about 12 years before he actually signed it.
And also, you pointed out what a lot of us have been pointing out. Ted Lieu, we played it earlier. I guess what's baked into the cake is the media is going to be unfair to Biden. It's going to continue to be unfair to, I mean, and ignore and normalize Trump. Donald Trump does not want to talk about the Epstein files, someone tweeted, and you said neither did CNN. You said Epstein broke girls, Trump liked them in pieces. He's mentioned, mm-hmm. 39 times in the new Epstein logs. Mm-hmm. I've seen that story nowhere.
Right. I mean, it's all over. I will say this. It is all over social media almost because of it. It's almost like the what would be effectively called the mainstream media. Their avoidance of it is creating kind of a Streisand effect around it.
Yeah.
And so it's definitely cranking up awareness. And there's so many details and they're so grotesque.
Yeah.
But the point that a lot of people are talking about is that, Trump. Why he went after Stormy Daniels and that kind of ilk is that he likes, adult women, but he likes them broken by people like Epstein. He likes damaged goods. He's even said it to Howard Stern. He's talking about Lindsay Lohan when she was underage.
He's already an educated rapist.
Adjudicated.
Now it's little girl rape. Yeah, that's okay too, I guess. I mean, they're just, it's... Meanwhile, thank you for just continuing to hammer the facts. Steve Rattner tweeted, manufacturing employment is higher today than it's ever been under Trump. In fact, it hasn't reached this level in over 15 years. And you said American manufacturing and oil production both show Joe Biden has smoked Trump. Why do you think Maria Bartiromo's eyeliner always looks like she was birdwatching in the rain? These numbers ruin her ratings.
Right. I was particularly proud of that analogy. Why would that, these job numbers, some C-Farm sit there and tell me how these jobs numbers are terrible.
We want to defend her and say it must be hard to put mascara on because her eyes are entirely too far apart like a flounder.
Right.
So she probably can't see them both in the mirror. What? Yes.
They have professional makeup artists at Fox News. Look what they've had to deal with Jesse Waters and Steve Doocy and Sean Hannity's thumb-like face over these years. Clearly, they can get two people to work on one eye apiece.
Also, Shepard Smith's eyes were a little far apart, too. So,
does the taxpayer pay for J.D. Vance's guy liner if he's the nominee? How does that work?
Yes, we would.
Yeah. It would be applied by a Secret Service agent who has to taste it and sniff it first.
Ew.
Speaking of Project 2025, we have a little bit of breaking news. An established cybercrime group with a track record of attacking political targets has posted roughly 2 gigabytes of data from the Heritage Foundation, a prominent conservative think tank based in D.C. This cybercrime group are self-described gay furry hackers.
The gay furries. Absolutely.
Yep.
That was posted earlier this morning. It's so fantastic, including the list of the people who designed it, wrote it, worked on the teams.
It's insane.
Coordinated, and they all worked in the Trump.
The guy that wrote it said it's the Trump transition document.
Yes.
They
all worked in the Trump.
By the way, one last one. You said the Associated Press, infant mortality rates rose 8% in the wake of the Texas abortion ban, according to a new study. And you said part of this is due to women being forced to carry on viable fetuses to term, endangering their lives as well as their ability to have children in the future. But tell me again how women voters are going to suddenly drift to Trump. Hashtag Rovember. Thank you.
No way. And again, forcing women to carry, fetuses that are not going to survive to term and watch them die, which is, by the way, where that whole, they kill them after birth nonsense comes from, is because the Virginia governor was talking from a doctor's point of view that when a woman carries an unviable fetus to term, it's not going to live. And so the question is, do you give it morphine and let it die, or do you watch it die a natural death? You just sit there and cry while its heart stops beating because it doesn't have any lungs, and once it's cut the umbilical cord, it's going to die. And when do you cut the umbilical cord? Because as soon as you do, it will die. There is no chance it's going to live.
Yeah.
And women are being forced to go through that increasingly because of these laws.
Yeah. And play Russian roulette with when might be too long to let her bleed out before she needs medical attention. And just even the term allowed in news stories. Should women be allowed to get emergency? Kathy in New Mexico says Hal Sparks is giving her life this morning. Hello, Kathy.
Yes, hello.
Hey, Kathy.
Well, your show is, because I've been so depressed lately. I'm so glad I needed your show so much because I actually volunteered to get involved. But I've been lately just wanting to turn away from it all. But thank you so much. And I wanted to ask you a question also. I can't be around my family if I bring up Trump or ask any questions. I have a couple people that want to vote for him, but I can't bring it up. And I think I was watching Book TV on C-SPAN, and this guy said, no, we need to bring it up. We need to call him out. We need to shame them because after it'll be too late if we don't do that. And I haven't confronted him yet, but I want to. And I just wanted to know what you think about that. And thank you so much, Hal Sparks, for your proud Biden voters. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. I think the Epstein files that have been released recently allow everybody a new, refreshing way of addressing the weird cognitive dissonance going on in MAGA voters, where you go, look.
The fact that you feel like you need more about why Donald Trump is despicable at this point is...
I agree.
But I get it. Yeah. And some of those people, there's nothing you can say, but there is a winnable segment, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Even if it's just getting them to stand down, you may not be able to get them to vote for Biden or recognize how awful they are, but you might put a little hitch in their get along, as I like to say.
Okay. We're down a George Clooney, but we still have a Bette Midler.
All right.
Oh, come on. Let's hear a little song about SCOTUS, shall we?
Justice Thomas, it's distressing, the sins you ain't confessing. We saw you on the plane. You could judge women fairly and have ethics more than barely if you only had a brain. Neil and Brett, you spiteful judges, we gals are holding grudges. Keep church and state apart. You could be less disruptive in all matters reproductive if you only had a heart. You three, respectfully entitled wealthy men, you think women are like cattle in a pen, except we vote, so think again. Sam Alito says we're witches, he made us psycho bitches with judgments asinine. You unfairly malign us because you're scared of our vaginas. Pack your Bible and resign.
All right, that's good. We love her. We love our Bet. Can I just say, Supreme Court, God bless Sheldon Whitehouse, has been so good about Supreme Court stuff. And Ron Wyden's, they announced they will. They have asked Merrick Garland to appoint a special counsel to investigate Clarence Thomas. I mean, how one of the reasons to vote, too, is to be able to accomplish, AOC's bill, right? Trying to hold the Supreme Court account, do something. I think our voters want us to try to do something. And I know we need bigger majorities to actually do a lot of it. But, I mean, this Supreme Court, this just cannot stand that we just go, Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
This will increase as a story point over the next year, especially as Biden gets reelected and we start addressing the fact that Clarence Thomas and Alito will more than likely be replaced by the next president, no matter who that is. And it is going to be Joe Biden. And that is another reason why the right is going to fight dirty like crazy, because they recognize that none of the stuff in 2025, none of their abortion measures work nationwide. They are not good for federal elections or even state elections in terms of senatorial campaigns. And so they want to sneak this stuff in through the Supreme Court. And it's going to be increasingly hard because, again, Clarence Thomas did all the same thing that like Scalia and these others were doing, but with crayons and hammers like a dum-dum, and got everybody caught.
So, Hal, I brought this up earlier. Wanted to get your take. The headline: Trump makes last-ditch push to halt damaging mini-trial on the January 6th case. I mean, this ridiculous immunity ruling. So, Judge Chutkan could still put on what some experts have called a mini-trial, where she holds extensive hearings on the evidence to decide what is and what is not admissible, which could essentially play out the same way a trial, and at least would lay out the facts for the public. Trump and his legal team are, of course, trying to move to prevent that from happening. Specifically, they're expected to argue the judge can decide whether the conduct is immune based on legal arguments alone, negating the need for witnesses or multiple evidentiary hearings. Because, of course, he doesn't want.
Because it looks terrible. The more scrutiny, the worse it is for Trump. Sunlight apparently exacerbates his syphilis, and that's their biggest concern.
I mean, I don't know what's, I don't know if there are any legal experts anymore, frankly, in terms of what's going to happen. I mean, because I know Harry Lippmann was talking about the Supreme Court ruling put so many potholes in trying to, it's not just the immunity ruling, but he was talking about how difficult it has made the path forward, which is infuriating.
Yeah. Well, it certainly, if you believe Trump about, Biden being the most corrupt criminal president we've ever had, I wouldn't leave the House if I were him, if I truly believed that. Obviously, he thinks it's a bunch of crap and it's all just a story because he's touring all over the country and he does not fear being wiped off the map, which you absolutely would if you thought what you believed what you allegedly say about Joe Biden in this case, because he has full immunity now, apparently, and you can't even ask him why he did something. And, and again, you could impeach him, but that'll never happen. And if you don't impeach him, he can't be tried. So I don't know what.
Can I just say, at whatever point, I feel like a President Kamala Harris, at whatever point, she'd do something with those immunity powers.
Yeah.
She's like, I don't know, I think I see her like juggling with Bill Barr's balls and Brett Kavanaugh's that she still has in her Senate drawer. I'm just like, what could I do with my new superpowers?
Right.
Okay. Oh, pardon me. I snorted on you. Okay. 48.
All right. It happens.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty's dog. Poor Clyde. You know what? Can I just say it, that a 10-pound dog, okay, got his collar stuck in like a 20-pound Afghan.
Not a
25 times his size.
Like a blanket,
but he hauled that thing all the way.
A hound.
Huh?
A blanket, not a hound.
No.
Afghan hound.
An Afghan blanket.
Right.
Okay, but the fact that he was able to haul that all the way across the house and up the stairs. Mm-hmm. He's the handsome, romantic, athletic fella. Dr. Marty, make it plan.
He's also a little dumb.
No, he is not. You could. I bet you could get stuck in an Afghan. I'll bring it down here. It's got a lot of holes in it. Okay, listen, Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend, it's superfoods. That, you know what? He was trying to make a superhero cape because he eats superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. Right, Clyde? Do-do-do-do! He's like Popeye. He eats his doggy spinach. Okay. And I'm just telling you, it is the best food in the world. It's raw, it's freeze-dried, all that good stuff stays in there, the flavor and all the nutrients, and doggies absolutely go crazy for it. Even the persnickety ones. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Dogs cannot get enough of those wild-caught cod skin treats. Oh, my cod. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
You gotta laugh, or you just cry all day, wouldn't you? It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I'm Cesar Millan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high meat diet. It's similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it. And I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, what? I would do it now, sexyliberal.com.
Get your tickets.
Yeah, so exciting. What's going to happen? I can't even say. That's how exciting. And speaking of exciting, look, Hal Sparks, look. John Fugelsang, yeah. Frangela, we will all be there at the Schubert Inn, though, yeah. Along with Charlie Pierce and Glenn Kirshner and who knows what else. Okay.
That's so exciting.
I love this. We've been talking about Project 2025, Hal. I love this dating app set up by a leader of Project 2025. It was decimated Wednesday in a column that slammed it as a fantasy for MAGA men. It's called The Right Stuff.
Did you say The Reich Stuff? R-E-I-C-H?
Yeah. I was going to say, or also Sudeten Date. Yeah.
Oh. The Sudeten Land. Right.
Yeah, women on the app are eligible for a free premium subscription, which shows how few women sign up in the first place. They said even for conservative women, it's not exactly the dream date scenario to sit there in silence while some dude unloads his cruelest and dumbest ideas. No, this appears to be a fantasy for MAGA men. The dream is a woman who will do that for you. And if you can't have that in reality, you can watch these videos and pretend to be the guy on a date bleeding nonsense while a woman listens. all right. I particularly love all the women that turned in the January 6th rioters.
Yes.
Yeah.
That went on.
Especially their exes and their weird cousins. It's a great way to get rid of that awkward Thanksgiving dinner guest. thanks for giving us a layup by being a criminal.
So can I just say, we've been talking so much about everything we are fighting for, and one of them, of course, is people that believe in science and facts, and this headline was particularly poignant for me. FDA approves a second Alzheimer's drug that could modestly slow the disease. I'm going to bury my mom tomorrow with my dad in Arlington, and, you know, there's so many of us that it's, you know, things are too late for, but that's one of the things we're fighting for, you know, how is people that believe in science, facts.
Oh my God. Let me tell you something. One of the biggest sales pitches you're going to see going into the last couple of weeks for the undecideds who are very few of them, almost a statistically unnecessary number of them this time around. Most people are going to bank their vote in August, which is why you're seeing what's effectively the attempted October surprises in the end of May and early June. And that kind of stuff. It's why the right was pushing to put Hunter Biden on trial, all that kind of stuff. The reason what you're going to see right up to the election is the Biden-Harris administration talking about normalcy. Do you want us to fix the economy and keep working and building infrastructure and that kind of stuff? Or do you want the chaos of Donald Trump back in office?
I mean, this
and
party.
A bunch of people are going to say, I'm not switching horses midstream for a Bronco that has, you know, that's nuts.
I mean, this party, it's just Representative Andy Biggs, the lunatic from Arizona, complained that Republicans don't have enough votes in the House to arrest Merrick Garland by holding him in inherent contempt.
They're not going to.
No, they won't.
Right. Mike Johnson is privately begging Anna Paulina, lunatic, is that her name, to slow down with her plan to have Merrick Garland arrest. This is because he won't release the tapes.
Right.
The transcript he's already released of the stupid Joe Biden, investigation that, anyway. I mean, this is all they're for. They're not for anything that's going to help you.
You have to think everything is a projection and everything is getting out ahead of a scandal they know is coming.
Yep.
Donald Trump's depositions from a myriad of other cases are going to start showing up on legal dockets everywhere. And he's an embarrassing fifth pleading moron in all of it. And so they're trying to, you know, have footage they can cut up and put around first of Biden being stammery.
Yep. Can I just say, if you want more headlines like this, ammo vending machines installed in Oklahoma and Alabama grocery stores. Good. Mm-hmm. What could be a better idea?
In Texas.
Yeah.
Genius.
All right. Listen, sexyliberal.com. You have got to. I'm telling you, you will regret for the rest of your life if you don't go see Boston Sexy Liberal. There's going to be such an amazing show with an amazing surprise for you. Hal Sparks, follow him, worship him. He is just.
InfoJamAward.com.
There you go. All right. We will see you in Boston, sexyliberal.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, we talk all things sports with Milwaukee Journal Sentinel reporter J.R. Radcliffe. Weather and wine with Brittany Merlot as we head into a steamy week. Join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.